of women in the presidency. I'll allow everybody to actually introduce themselves. I'll start on my left.
Thank you very much, Chairperson of the Day. My name is Jihad Mohapi. I'm the Chairperson of COGTA, Public Service and Admin, Women, Youth and Intergovernmental Relations.
Dumela ba gaetsho, leina la ka ke Tebogo Mokwele, ke moleloko wa komiti go tswa ko ntlong ya di-province NCOP, ke representa province ya Bokone Bophirima. Ke a leboga.
Sanbonani, good morning. Ikama la mongwe Moses Mhlanga, ngibuya eMpumalanga, permanent delegate. A member of this committee.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Dumisani Ximbi, a permanent delegate from the Western Cape, a member of the Select Committee on Women in the Presidency. Thank you.
Good morning. Ke nna Galerik Manopole, leloko la committee ya Select Committee, ho tswa Kapa Bokone. Ke leboga.
Morning. Name is Amos. My name is Masondo. I'm the MP in the National Assembly, and I'm a member of the Portfolio Committee on COGTA.
Morning, Chair, ladies and gentlemen. Bronwyn Engelbrecht, member of NCOP, representing Gauteng.
Good morning, my name is Mervyn Chetty, a member of the NCOP, government delegate from KZN.
Good morning, my name is Jameson Tetra, a member of the NCOP from KwaZulu-Natal and the whip of the committee. Thank you.
Torres. Lina la kake nna selamo ra go aga thobejana gae ga gešo ke Limpopo ke emetse batho ba Limpopo kwa NCOP sebatagong.
Morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is George Mifalakis. I'm a member of the NCOP and permanent delegate from the Free State.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Denise Robinson. I'm a member of the Portfolio Committee on Women.
Tsholwane Matsepe, moleloko wa Portfolio Committee on COGTA.
Good morning, everyone. Joyce Maluleke, member of COGTA.
Ndi matshelone batho bote. Nne ndi nne Abraham Molefe atifere mbeli wa mudau. Ndi sebaka committee ya COGTA.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Nebukadnezar Mthembu, a member of COGTA.
Ngiyathokoza ukuthi uthuba sihlale kubona ngumkhuleko ohlengwa ilunga lekomiti lokubusa ngokubambisana indaba zomdabu kwi-National Assembly.
Dumela, ndina la ka ke Grace Tseke, ke leloko la komiti ya bomme mo ntlong kgolo ya bosetšhaba.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Nokolo Jumajeke, a member of Portfolio Committee for Women. Thank you.
Ndiyabulela mhlali, igama lam ndingunomsa Matshezi, ndililungu le women in the presidency apha eParliament.
Good morning, my name is Patricia Chu. I'm the member of the women in the presidency portfolio. Thank you.
Sanibonani, igama lami nguSiphiwe kwaMazibuko, umeya womkhandlu wasoshukela. Siyabonga.
Sanibonani, igama uZama wakaKhuzwayo, ngiqhamuka othukela district.
Sanbonani igama uJabulani Wamkhonza from Uthwela District.
Siyabulisa igama lam Thoko Mambanjwa Pumulwana, Deputy Chairperson ye Commission for Gender Equality.
Dumelang, my name is Keketso Maema, CEO, Commission for Gender Equality.
Good morning, Marissa Fanikar, Commission for Gender Equality.
Good morning, my name is Wallace Mkotli, Commissioner on the Commission for Gender Equality. Thank you.
Good morning, I'm Advocate Kemraj Anirudra, Commission for Gender Equality. Thank you.
Morning. My name is Sandy Longobeni from CGE.
May the people seated at the back, towards the door, introduce themselves, please.
Good morning, Bianca Capizorio from the Sunday Times.
Morning, Tulani Kuchana from News 24.
Good morning, Alice Dean October from Media 24.
Good morning, Dennis Kreivel from The New Age.
Good morning, Lebohan Tikani, Cocktail Ministry.
Tovera, Kwinamulukumi from OISD.
Good morning, my name is Nkosi Nathi Williams from OISD.
Good morning, Latoma Baso from COPTA.
Good morning, I'm Benefit Kwele, Support Staff Parliament.
Good morning, Kamau Sipos Kosana, Parliament Staff Member. Thanks.
Good morning, my name is Esther Septu. I'm also parliamentary staff member.
Good morning, I'm Jennifer Thorpe. I'm a researcher for the Committee on Cooperative Governance Traditional Affairs in the NCOP.
Good morning, Daphne Matthews, researcher to EC and COGTA.
Good morning, Harley Hennickson with the Parliamentary Monitoring Group.
Thank you very much. Can we then look at our agenda? We'll now give the chance to CGE to preface.
Thank you very much, Honourable Chairperson and Honourable Members. It's an honour and a privilege for us to come before the two committees, I think the three committees, and the representative of COGTA. We hope we'll have a good day. I bring an apology from the Chairperson who is not able to come, but also this briefing happens at a time when we have national hearings on transformation in the private sector that started yesterday, and they will finish on Friday, and on gender transformation in the private sector. So those are some of the, so we've had to split ourselves as members of the commission. It is
not out of disrespect that we have a smaller delegation to come and brief all of you. We are coming as requested in terms of our mandate. All our reports that we present are to be tabled in Parliament, and this is one of those reports that we have also tabled, and as per the tradition we come to also explain our reports. And this report is titled the Maiden Bursary Investigative Report at Uthukela District Municipality. The CEO will present everything, but it is just to say that as CGE, we regard this as part of our mandate of accompanying as a Chapter 9 institution the motion on the transformation agenda to embrace our constitutional dispensation. It is intended to assist, it's one of the many interventions we make to assist individual groups and entities to buy into the prescripts of our constitution. It has not been an easy road, but we are very, very grateful. We come here very, very relieved and happy that the municipality has also reflected on the matter. We are now of one mind. They are fully compliant, and they have written to us to say they'll implement all the recommendations. And so as we present this report, we present it very thankful to Uthukela for coming on board, and we will take the journey with them. Thank you, Chair. I will then allow on behalf of the Commission, for the CEO, Ms. Maema, to present our report. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Deputy Chair, and thanks, Honourable Members. As we will all be aware, the Commission for Gender Equality was set up by Section 181 of the Constitution, and then Section 187 sets up the specific mandate for the Commission, and we read that together with the CGE Act 39 of 1996 as amended in 2013, which basically highlights that the CGE is in place in order to promote respect and protection, development and attainment for gender equality. Our vision as the Commission for Gender Equality is to one day have a society free from gender oppression and all forms of inequality. In order for us to undertake our mandate, we monitor and we evaluate legislations, we evaluate policies and practices of the state, statutory body, private business, as well as indigenous and customary laws and practices. And we also undertake research and then make specific reports and our recommendations available to Parliament. And we also further undertake investigations on gender discrimination matters. And in taking these investigations, there are two ways. It's either a member of the public walks into the Commission for Gender Equality to lay a complaint, or in terms of Section 11 of the CGE Act, we do that out of our own accord. So as we pick up stories that relate to gender discrimination, our Act allows us to then take up those specific matters and deal with them. We also have a leg where we go out into communities and we conduct public awareness and education on gender equality, on PEPUDA, as some of the acts that are underlying our mandate as the Commission for Gender Equality. And we do litigate when there's need or when need arises. In terms of what we have come here to engage the honourable members on, just by way of background, the CGE noted some media publications during January 2016 that suggested that the Uthukela District Municipality had awarded bursaries to maidens 16 girls had been awarded the bursaries. These allegations were also confirmed as the then Uthukela district mayor, who ironically was also in Mazibuko, was on various radio stations in terms of that particular matter. And therefore, it was alleged that the 16 girls were only offered the bursary on the basis that they were virgins. It was further alleged in these media statements that the 16 girls would lose, were standing to lose their bursary if they would not be virgins at a later stage, even if they had received them as virgins right at the beginning. According to the 16 girls, and according to the 16 girls, had to then go through a process of virginity testing that would then confirm that they are still virgins, and that would carry on for the duration of the actual bursary. The commission thus decided to look into the matter and investigate the matter. As I had indicated, we do have powers to investigate matters on our own accord. If you look into Section 11(1)(e) of the Commission for Gender Equality Act, it highlights that we have those specific powers. In terms of the investigation, the commission requested quite a number of documents in order to engage with this particular issue. We requested the bursary policy from the municipality. We requested various resolutions that were held, including the one where the municipality had to award scholarships to learners. We requested contracts between the municipality and learners who were awarded the maiden bursary itself. And we further contacted or requested the contacts of the 16 maiden bursaries, as we also wanted to engage with them directly. In February, we then received quite a number of documents from the municipality, the report on the maiden bursary, the bursary policy, payment of tuition fees, letters to the universities, minutes of the meetings of April and June 2015, adverts for applicants for bursaries or study assistance, and also the council resolution number A28/11/15. What we then did, or the process that we then undertook as the commission, was to consult. We contacted all the maidens that had been awarded the bursary, and we could only get to engage with two students from the 16, and they also requested from us that they remain anonymous for the purposes of our investigation. The information submitted by the students during the consultations that we held was that, one, they confirmed they were awarded the maiden bursaries by the municipality. They indicated that they had to go undertake virginity inspection as part of their cultural practices and beliefs, and they had indicated that they were voluntarily involved in the practice prior to the respondent awarding the maiden bursaries. Virginity inspection, according to them, instills values and principles to them as young women. And they further submitted that virginity inspection is not violating their rights to privacy as entrenched in the Constitution. The students further highlighted that they were informed by their maiden leaders and not by the respondent that the maiden bursary is subject to the bursary holder remaining a virgin throughout their studies. The maiden bursary is not discriminatory, according to them, as it encourages the youth to focus on their studies. The students had a limited understanding as we're engaging with them in terms of what the Constitution and specifically the Bill of Rights stands for. Key issues that came out during our consultation with the student was that one of the students highlighted that she stays outside the university campus. She advised that on her way to and from campus, she passes a bushy area where she fears that she and other women may easily be raped as they commute between their place or their dwelling houses and the campus. And the students then, as we were engaging, also acknowledged that it would actually be unfair for anyone to then lose their bursary should they be raped during the course of their studies. The commission, in terms of now, if we move in terms of the findings, the commission welcomes initiatives that encourage girls to pursue tertiary education and measures to prevent their vulnerability to HIV infection or teenage pregnancy. But we found that the issuance of bursaries contingent on female students' virginity is fundamentally discriminatory. As a commission, we feel that it goes against the ethos of the constitutional provisions in relation to dignity, equality, and discrimination. It further violates regional and international commitments that are there, that we are signatory to promote gender equality and eradicate harmful traditional practices. And as well, if you look into various sections of our constitution, whether it's Section 39 and the like, the commission found that all spheres of government should not use policy to exclude people who do not take part in cultural practices from development support and opportunities. And as such, and in as much as the right to cultural practices is protected in the constitution, a universal approach should be followed. People of other cultures are excluded from the maiden's bursary due to their own cultural practices. The commission further found that the maiden bursary category fails to take into consideration that extrinsic factors that may lead either of the maidens to lose their virginity, such as rape. It is tried that it is traumatic to deal with a rape ordeal and to further lose a bursary as a result of being a rape victim would really amount to secondary victimization. The maiden bursary creates two categories of beneficiaries when we looked into it. We've got one, a group of women on whom additional burdens or obligations are imposed, i.e. you must stay a virgin throughout, and in another group on whom no additional burdens or obligations are imposed. The maiden bursary category amounts to gender discrimination from our point of view, and we'll talk about quite a number of sections, whether in the constitution and some of the obligations that we are signatory to as a country. There are not any male applicants in other categories of the bursaries offered by the respondents that were awarded the bursaries on condition that they should remain virgins. So basically, we come to a situation where girl child gets burdened and the boy child, as with many other things that we always deal with, is free to do anything or to live life to their fullest as they please. It is common cause that virginity is not intrinsic to the task of studying. From where we are sitting, you don't have to be a virgin in order for you to comprehend in a classroom and be able to pass your studies. Sexuality and decisions concerning sexuality are deeply intertwined with a person's dignity and privacy. Secondly, the differentiation is not allowed and supported when you look at what Section 9 of the Constitution stands for. If you look at the Constitution as well, any funding by an organ of state based on a woman's sexuality, it will perpetuate patriarchy and inequality in South Africa. In the premise, the respondents' objectives to reduce the spread of HIV/AIDS and teenage pregnancy by the awarding of maiden bursary would not really justify the differentiation of any female students being subjected to virginity inspection. most of the factors listed in section 14.3 of PEPUDA weighs in favor of finding that the discrimination by the respondent is unfair, and therefore we found it on that basis to be unlawful. The Commission finds that the respondent as an organ of state is mandated in terms of the Promotion of Justice Administrative Justice Act, PAJA, to take administration action that is lawful, reasonable, and procedurally fair. And in terms of PAJA, the respondent's decision to award maiden bursary to 16 maiden students imposed a restriction or a condition that is accordingly discriminatory and unlawful and falls out of PAJA's requirements. That administrative action in this regard is not permitted by any empowering legislation that is out there. And therefore, having gone through quite a number, I hope that the members have got a full report, because I'm just rushing through. We then came up with some recommendations, which were now to engage with Uthukela Municipality in terms of taking the matter forward. We recommended that the maiden bursary be removed as a category for bursary applications, and the respondent's bursary policy in this regard be amended. The students who were awarded the maiden bursary should retain their bursary on any other grounds stipulated in the bursary policy other than remaining virgins. The resolution that was passed by Council, which actually led to this particular category, which is resolution number 828/11/15, which deals with the maiden bursary, should be rescinded or amended as per the municipality's internal processes to comply with the recommendations of the Commission. A high-level meeting was requested to be held between the Commission's chairperson and the mayor, SAUGA, as well as the KZN Provincial Legislature and the MEC for Corporate Governance and Traditional Affairs in KZN, to ensure that the respondent spends funding on appropriate and lawful programs that are in line with the principles and values as enshrined in our Constitution and other related legislation. All councillors of the respondent should receive training on gender equality, including relevant legislation and international and regional instruments to which South Africa is signatory to. All new councillors should receive training during their induction, as at that point in time we were already getting into the elections. We also requested annual feedback for a period of 2 years to be given to the Commission, the KZN Provincial Legislature, as well as the KZN MEC for Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, on the bursary schemes afforded by the respondents, amendments to the policies relating to the bursary schemes, as well as gender training of councillors. The respondent should also consider a gender awareness outreach program among communities in that specific district that deals with issues related to patriarchy, HIV/AIDS, gender discrimination, gender-based violence, and we also requested that they should also try and get some budgetary allocation just to ensure that those outreach processes are held. The respondent was requested to also report back in writing to the Commission on implementation of these recommendations within 60 days, and the 60 days at that point in time when the report was issued was going to lapse on the 18th of August 2016. The municipality then, after or towards the 18th, requested an extension to respond to us until the 30th of September 2016. Initially, the municipality did respond very negatively to the report, both in writing and in the media, and cited that the CGE undermined cultural rights in the 16 maidens awarded the bursary. This was also a view, as many of us will know, that was supported by CRL Rights Commission. But we did have engagement even with the CRL Commission, because the crux of our investigation was to deal with scholarships. The crux of our investigation was not to deal with virginity testing. That's not what this case was all about. On the 4th of October 2016, the CG therefore also received correspondence from the municipality indicating that the municipality has resolved to accept all the recommendations that the CGE has put forward. The municipality indicated that they've rescinded as per our recommendations, Council Resolution A28/1115 on the 27th of September 2016 in their council meeting. They indicated that the new councillors will attend training on gender equality, including relevant legislation, international and regional instruments, which South Africa is signatory to, and they had indicated that they will try and do that during October. We also afforded them to say we could be, if they wanted, we could be part of that particular process, just to have further engagements on some of these things and some of the work that we do and what the Constitution actually enshrines around some of these issues. The Commission is currently in correspondence with the municipality regarding the implementation of some of the further resolutions in terms of what is in the report. And Chairperson, with that, I think I will then end so that we can then have further engagements. Thank you.
Thank you very much, CGE. May I now hand over to the Mayor, and then after that it will be questions from our people, questions and clarities around the input.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. Siyabonga kakhulu ukutholela lithuba somkhandlu wasothukela. I think the latter part of the report as presented here did highlight the progress made thus far. But as a background, I must indicate that upon our inauguration on the 25th of August, we received a report that was meant to be responded to by CGE. And as a new council, we are then to deal with that report. Hence, the matter was presented before council, as well as the recommendations made. And the council took a resolution to accept recommendations made as highlighted, and also agree into a process that will seek to address issues that are highlighted in terms of the findings and the recommendations by the Commission. As we are seated here, we have a scheduled council meeting today, which one was meant to address this morning, where we also have an item that deals with the very same issue in relation to the amendment of the policy, as indicated. I must also indicate, Chairperson, that for this year, preparing for next year's bursaries, we have excluded this part that talks to the awarding of the bursaries to medians, and we have opened the bursaries to all other categories that were there before. So as council, we are very much cooperative, and COCTA as well as SALGA, they started a process of orientating new councillors, of which we believe during that process will also be able to deal with these issues as highlighted by the Commission in relation to the capacitation of new councillors. I must say, njengoba i-report isibekele. Ngicabanga ukuthi ke sihlalo i-report yethu ayinde kakhulu ifishane ngaleyo ndlela nje kanjalo. Siyabona ukuthi ke mhlawumbe kungenza ukuthi khona la i-council yashayisa khona. Kodwa ke it was not intentional, I must say. Kwakuwukuthi ngoba siyazi ukuthi bakhona vele abantwana noma this practice is something that is there emphakathini esiphila kuyona. Bese ngakuthathi ngokuthi lokho kushayisana nomthetho wezwe. Bese kuthatha njengento enhle yokukhuthaza abantwana ngokuziphatha kahle. Kodwa ke kwaba ukuthi ekhona lapho esekushayisana khona. Siyazi ukuthi ke senomsebenzi omkhulu okubuyela emuva. Siyokhulumisana nabo nabo mama babhekile ukuthi sonke sikwazi ukuhambisana kulolu daba. Kodwa ke siyafisa ukuthi ke nathi silekeleleke ngoba mhlawumbe khona la glass ngabuye sinqindeke khona kwezinye zezinto njengoba nathi sibasha kulomkhakha. Mhlawumbe khona eminye imithetho esinyeke sayazi. Kodwa ke siyakholwa ukuthi ngokubambisana sizokwazi ukuthi siphumelele ukuthi ke silungise lolu daba. Mangabe siqhubeka nalo siya phambili. Ngicabanga ukuthi ke sihlalo i-presentation ne-report yethu njengomkhandlu iphela lapho ngoba besizongena sisho ukuthi i-council seyenzeni. Kodwa ke ngiyabona la kwi-report e-presentiwe iya-highlighter izinto esizenzile nesintenda ukuzenza siwumkhandlu wasothukela. Ngiyabonga kakhulu sihlalo.
Thanks, Honorable Member. Mr. Mayor, we're a very mixed bag here. So there might be some other members who would really ask for an interpretation of what you said. It's important so that we can then move together, especially because there's going to be some questions raised from the floor, and it has, can you then do me a favor and interpret what you said in vernacular?
Thank you, Chair.
Are you going to interpret?
Just shortly what I recorded.
Oh, thank you. You can do it.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think our report is just short and clear. We see that our council did go astray, and we now know that there are some mistakes that took place. We were not aware that we were wrong, but it was just an element of encouragement among the maidens in the community. So we are going to go back to them and the community and address them. And I must also say that we also need some kind of assistance as we are still new in this field. We believe that we will pull through this, and I think that the presentation and the report as council highlighted all what we wanted to say. Thank you.
Okay. I'll now open the floor for questions. Let's take the lead. There. Umthetho lapha.
4.
It's Robinson first. Masonto. Masonto. Yes, Kaula and this gentleman here. Honorable Robinson.
Excuse me. Thank you very much, Chair. It struck me when I heard the translation that it was said that we were not aware that this was against the Constitution or the way of doing things. Now, this is something that really troubles me. It just shows that throughout our country, despite the fact that we have been a constitutional democracy for 21 years, there are many people who really don't understand the Constitution yet. Now, I accept that the municipality and the mayor were doing what they did out of the goodness of their hearts. They were actually trying to help. But it just concerns me that there are so many people throughout the country, whether it's in suburbs or townships or rural areas, that are not really aware of what our Constitution lays down. So my question to the CGE, this is mainly comment, but is there a program that we can launch throughout the country to make people aware of what their rights are, what equality and especially gender equality means? And I think this is so important as we're approaching the period of 16 days of activism. And we know that there is so much abuse and violence, but I think we need to be positive and launch a big program so that nobody can say after all this time we weren't aware of what the Constitution lays down. Thank you.
Honorable Nomsa.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you to the CGE for the presentation and also to the Mayor. Mine is just short. I'm just a little bit concerned about the recommendations that have been made by the CGE. Not really concerned as such, but it's one factor that I think you have omitted. For some reason, when HIV and AIDS became an issue, we automatically omitted family planning. And I think the idea that the mayor had was to offer the bursary and to prevent the young girls into engaging into sex. But in all the documentations that I've seen, that I've gone through, we omit the issue of family planning. Is there a way that you can bring that as one of the recommendations to ensure that the clinics, they become involved, the nurses can actually be involved in ensuring that family planning still continues? I also would agree also with my colleague that mentioned the issue of our constitution. We need to bring our constitution to our people so that they can understand their rights. Thank you, Chen.
Ke a go leboga modula stilo. Ke leboge mme ke ketso for presenting the report on behalf of the CGE. Mine, Chair, is more of upholding our cultural values. Yes, we need to conscientize our communities in terms of they arise as a in the Constitution, but also we must learn to teach, especially our African young boys and young girls, about our cultural values. I disagree with the notion that the municipality was not aware of constitutional rights of young girls or freedom of speech, freedom of expression or equity in a sense. I'm of opinion that whatever that is done, we grew up knowing that Zulus, that's how they do their culture, it's their culture. So we must protect what is rightfully ours as Africans. Find we must, as intellectuals, as commissions, as whatever bodies that are there, find a way to make sure that we teach our communities the values of our African cultures and also the values of the Constitution. If it comes to a push where we need, as a commission, you need to sit or to have branches in all provinces of South Africa, so be it. Let us not concentrate on a colonization thinking. Let us try also to run this thing in concurrently, that whatever that the municipality did, it can happen in any sector of government. Bayasolwa, Banyana, Kasotswana, Riabujali. The main aim is to make sure that ngwana mosetsanyana o gola e le antse a le le gammane go fitlhelela a godile e nna mosadi o ka kgonang go ikemelela. Seo se raya gore in terms of rape cases and other contributing factors of HIV and AIDS, we as government on our side, we need to make sure that we teach our kids how to uphold themselves. Let us allow the cultural values to remain, and also us have the responsibility to make sure that re godisa dilo tse di le pedi tse re ska tlogela setso sa rona ko morago, ka gore ga re ka itlogela ko morago yaka batho ba setso che, re iphitlhela e le gore yaanong re phela ke tlo dirisa lefoko ke kopa o intshwarela, re phela sekgowa re le maAforika. Ga re a tshwanela go tlogela seAforika sa rona ko morago, re tshwanetse re tsamaye le sone ko pele. Mare ke a lebogela tirisano mmogo e masepala o e dirileng. As government, we will support you to make sure that you uphold to that. Thank you very much.
No, thank you very much, Chairperson. Just to know that the matter is considered to have been a mistake by the council and the municipality, and that is where the council meant well. But one hopes that the issue is not being buried, not getting buried. For convenience. Otherwise, the issue will resurface again, and we'll have to have a similar kind of debate and discussion. And one also trusts that this matter provide us with an opportunity to continue to educate and to inform our people broadly on these matters. But going forward, one hopes that in an ongoing way, we'll be seeking to gain greater and greater clarity and manage these matters in a way that does not lead to the kind of debate that we've had as seen on television and read in various media, such as newspapers, magazines, and indeed the debate that took place on television. So one really hopes that we'll use this opportunity very well to gain greater mileage to advance the quality of life for our people.
Honorable Kaula.
Thank you, Chair. Umakaula, so it's okay. Kaula understands. Chair, I want to be very frank and forthright. I really think it's unfortunate that we have thrown the baby out with the bathwater, because I genuinely believe that we need to be creating an environment where enablers are put in place to our cultural practices. I heard the CEO say that this report does not in any way speak to the question of virginity testing. In my view, it actually does. It goes to the very heart of that, and I ask myself, where does that put Umkhosi Mhlanga, for example? And I think we need to arrive at a point where we strike a healthy balance between Western doctrines and African and cultural practices, because we end up putting them on the back foot at the expense of what may seem to be, acceptable on the basis of what we have. As far as I'm concerned, the Constitution is a living document, and all development in all its material aspects is local. And local government must, in executing its mandate, respond to the local dynamics. We are currently faced with a phenomenon of amablesa, which are ravaging young girls throughout this country, high rates of pregnancies in schools, a report has come out with social development. KZN is, HIV and AIDS in KZN is on the rise. And so I think we must have a balanced and measured approach in terms of how we do these things. The report clearly says the girls themselves said that they did not feel that this was a violation of their rights. So I really think that the commission must assist society for us to push back the frontiers of patriarchy constructively and not to buckle under the pressures of what may be seen to be correct as opposed to what is correct. That is the contestation that I have, and I think this needs a broader discussion, and I think that I would want to believe the mayor was lost in translation. I do not believe he said that they'd made a mistake. I think we must look at it. I'm not speaking on his behalf, but I'm sure when he responds, he will clarify. As far as I understood him, he said maybe how it had been implemented may have raised eyebrows, but I don't think that for us to categorically now put it here as a mistake sums it up. So what I'm really saying is, I think we need to do justice to what and who we are as Africans. And to, because what's going to happen next, this report, as far as I said, sets it now into motion a precedence which is going to go directly after Umkhosi Mhlanga. We must be, let us encourage good behavior. What benefit is there? Because blessers are thriving on the basis that they are exploiting the challenges which young girls are faced with, particularly in institutions of higher learning in this country. So we need constructive deterrence, and I believe that this was one of them, to say, right, here is something as a motivator. Let us deal case by case. If there was a rape, then, of course, we will respond positively to that, to right, this is a circumstance of rape. But I really feel, Chair Wuthi, we need a broader discussion on this, broader consultation on this, for us to borrow best practice from what is Western and what is constitutional, and for the constitutional interpretations to respond to the realities on the ground. And the personal and experiences of our people on a daily basis. Because this, as far as it discourages now, mama, we want to abapege, oh, tate wethu. Ukuthi kanti lo msebenzi esiwenza unanzuzona uma kuzokuthi into enhle ngoba yinhle into fanele uma sinoshawe from that yinhle lento yokuthi ingane fanele ziyiphathe kahle because when a young girl falls pregnant she is the one ongezukuya esikoleni she's not going to go to school the boy continues to go to school that blesser continues with his life and that young girl is disadvantaged and so we need to create a magnet which says there's benefits to what I'm doing. We are seized now in the country with having to deal, Chairperson, with high levels of entertainment industry, which in nature is sexual and objectifies women in so many respects. There needs to be an alternative to that kind of lifestyle. And if we are merging cultural practices with educational development, I think it was a step in the right direction. So I really hope that this is re-looked at and for us to actually take the emotions out of it and look at the benefits and the spin-offs which this has in, as an encourager and an enabler for the protection of women. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Tato.
Thank you, Chair. I think let me begin by saying in fact in our culture as a Zulu nation time and again we celebrate the virginity testing. And we have been doing this since the inception of our nation. It's true that we did adopted the constitution of the country. But when we adopted the constitution of the country, we were already doing this culture. Let me congratulate the municipality by accepting that even if, according to us as a Zulu people, they never done any wrong. In fact, they made us proud. That we need to encourage our youngsters not to destroy themselves and get engaged in sex in an early stage. And this culture of ours is not forced to anybody. We are doing this voluntarily because our forefathers have done it. I think the values of our culture must be respected and the values of the Constitution must be respected. And the work of the Commission is to try to bring together these values so that we can able to come up with an amicable solution for the different cultures that we have in South Africa. But I wanted to say, siyanjalo nje thina emkhosini womhlanga, kube mnandi futhi masibuke ingane kade ihlolo, ukuthi at least noma zikhona lezi eseyiphelile la emgwaqeni neyidayisayo la ngekhethe eyincane. Kodwa ikhona inzalo kwaZulu sengayithola intombi ezozala inkosi. When umasipala osothukela doing this, I don't want to duck and dive here and say because they've turned their decision that they made it before and say they were wrong. No, to us, it was an encouragement. Not trying to violate any constitutional right, but it was an encouragement of our culture, which we respect. Thank you.
Coaches, thank you very much. I want to echo the same sentiments that we need to be very empathic when we speak about this matter because it grinds deeply into the very roots of the African culture. And I also want to further say we need to commend the municipality for having taken a step to ensure that something is done. Perhaps what is of pivotal importance at the moment is that how do we harness what the municipality has done and ensure that we factor it in within the broad parameters of the Constitution without throwing it away as if they were not doing a good thing. But I'm happy about the attitude we're adopting here to say we'll be working together, continue to engage in a dialogue in a broad sense, because from the side of the Commission, emphasis is on the Constitution, emphasis on the fact that there was some kind of differentiation when the municipality was doing this, emphasis on the issues of patriarchy, emphasis on the issue of HIV/AIDS. I believe that we can somehow find a consonance somewhere whereby we bring these forces together in ensuring that this kind of an African rhythm, African ethos, is maintained, but within the ambit of the Constitution. For me, co-chairs, I believe the dialogue is ongoing, and I'm also grateful that the municipality is taking some steps to ensure that, because to ensure that there's something that is done to encourage our girls. I'm sure it can also even encroach into the area of our boys to take care of themselves, to be principled, because we are crying for principled leadership, we are crying for value-centered leadership, and it is therefore believed that the municipality wanted to take that route. But of course we need to harness what the Commission is saying, the issue of the Constitution, and bring it within the broader framework of what the municipality was trying to do. That's my contribution, Co-Chairperson.
Thank you, Chief. Over to Asho Afunokosh.
Thank you, Madam Chairperson. Colleagues, good morning. Chair, I think previous speakers before me, they've put the nail on the head. That as much as we have passed the legislations that mandated the Commission to deal with issues, it is us again who, Chair, from time to time, should look at unintended consequences. And I think this is a clear indication of saying where we are leading into, it is totally not what we intended to do. And the Commission has been operating on the guidance of the legislation we have passed. I guess it should become part of ourselves that part of what we need to do is to review and amend this legislation so that it does not impose a way of life into us as beings. We should, have legislations that are enabling us to live with values within ourselves. We shouldn't have legislations that are anti our existence as human beings. We are the first before we can pass any law. And I guess as we are continuing to do well with, you know, the way in the manner in which our constitution articulate the rights of everybody in South Africa, from time to time, Chair, we should look at areas that are diminishing our value systems. Because I want to agree with the speakers who spoke before to say the municipality were you know, compelled by Chapter 3 of the Constitution to say cooperative within the organ of state. We need to cooperate with issues that are highlighted by the Commission. But in essence, human and fairness, there's nothing wrong that the municipality have done. They were, you know, promoting the good value system within our society. I want to use an example, Chair. We are confronted by the, you know, the issue of ending the child marriage. And ending the child marriage, we can't defeat it if we don't promote this kind of, you know, what the municipality were talking about. You go to areas where the mining are taking place, Chairperson. You will see that the value of our own children are not there anyway. You know, elder people are, you know, abusing and destroying our young girls. And nobody, you know, I want to reserve to say they are selective, you know, issues when the commission do its work. But in essence, there are areas that demands to be looked into. This one that we are talking about, Chair, it's like when we are saying deliberately, let's promote women because they've been under terrible oppression. And you can't come and say the commission looked into this and said in terms of gender promotion of women, it's wrong. You need to counter it other way. We can't agree in anyhow. We are saying when we are doing these practices, we need to be very careful that we don't destroy ourselves. I want to remind this the Assembly Chair that when we started the liberation wars, amongst other was to say, let's refound ourselves. Let's not allow ourselves to be taken away by the Western colonizers. And it looks like these are some of the things that we have said, among other things that we have been destroyed. It's our culture, it's our languages, it's our indigenous agricultural system. All those things, if we're not going to be careful, and we become, you know, a universal way of saying these are the rights as entrenched by our own legislation, we will wash away ourselves, we'll remain nobody at the end of the day. So we need to preserve and promote some of these things that, in terms of the current legislation, they seem to be inconsistent with the legislation. We therefore have to review this legislation to enable the Commission to do its work in a better way, Chairperson. Thank you very much.
Honorable Chwell, followed by Macheke.
Chairperson. I think I want to agree with the honorable members that says that the CGE is there to stay within the parameters of the law, and unfortunately they were doing their work, and unfortunately the same way with the municipality, because they wanted to endorse what culturally is happening in that locality. I think maybe the snake comes into the whole issue of a patriarchal society, because when you debate patriarchal issues, the issue of culture comes into being. But there are those cultural issues that you can remove now. There are those cultural issues that will eventually evaporate with the evolution of society. And I think this is one of them. It will not disappear now, but it is not an issue at this point in time. Maybe the issue there was the rider that says the virgin has to remain a virgin until they complete their studies. I mean, taking into consideration all the conditions that we live under as women, that anything can happen during that period. You can be raped or whatever happens, or maybe they can fall in love or deviate from their norms and values, and do something else, because they are children, you know, at the end of the day. It can't punish them that they can't continue getting the money if they still want to continue with their education. So that I will have a problem with if they discontinue, but I wouldn't have a problem if culturally they are still maintaining the virginity issue. And I think it compels us as legislators, even communities, to even discuss it further, that our constitution has gaps where somehow it does not cater for some of the practices that we still have in our communities. And we said we are a diverse community in South Africa. So that diversity must also cover us. It's unfortunate that our law is made out of principles, of Western principles more than our African principles. So, and it's one area that we must also look at. The issues of the report, CGE, I think you have written the report in a one-sided manner. You should have put the positive part of the matter and the negative part, because in any situation, there's a positive and the negative part of the issue. And I think this portfolio, I think I will put a proposal that we must have a broad discussion on the patriarchal issues that affect us as members and communities, that always brings us together and in collusion with each other at the end of the day. It's good. This is an opportunity that our male folk and our women folk are coming together to discuss something that is this sensitive, because we normally run away from discussing issues that affect us, both sexes, and we always think that women must be the only ones that speaks on these issues. So I will encourage the portfolio to even call other portfolios and discuss these issues thoroughly, especially issues that affect us even in the workplace. Thank you very much.
Honorable Machaka.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you for the presentation. Most of what I wanted to say has already been said, but I can only add the emphasis that much as the Commission has been saying they were only looking into the bursary side, but the bursary side of the situation stemmed from the virginity testing. I want to say I come from the Eastern Cape and I grew up there. This practice was also happening even in the Eastern Cape. It's not only for the Zulu people that this practice has been happening. And I suppose with time it sort of faded. It was in a manner meant for young girls to look after themselves. Also, the young boys were also reprimanded that if you impregnate a woman, you will have to go to the mines and go and work, pay for the damages, and also look after that child. So it was both ways. I would suggest that rather than just removing it, if you remove something that is good, you must put something else also that is also going to be good, because this was meant for the young girls to look after their bodies as well as young men. With the HIV so high in South Africa, I think good practices, we should have a way of trying to support them, but then eliminate areas where we think they are maybe doing down the dignity of a person, but not to totally shun and think the virginity testing is a bad thing. Let's come up with something else that can help. That is my contribution, Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. My name is only on the two commissions, because we've got the CGE and also the CRL, whereby they are differing. Yes, I understand that the other commission that is pro the virginity testing, and the I think if maybe the parliament will be given an opportunity maybe to hear the position of the CGE on the virginity testing, because we know that as coming from Quota, we do
have a privilege to sit with the CRL, whereby we know for sure that they are pro for the virginity testing. Thank you.
Rahul Pengu.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yes, sir. Thank you, Chairperson. Mine was just to say, Ngosi Sikhulumile. I think for my mind is to say to the CGE and the municipality, they must keep on engaging so that the said recommendations are all of them being met by the municipality. Thank you, Chair.
Jose?
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Chairperson, let me take this opportunity to welcome the presentation. It is very clear that our democracy is maturing, given the level of engagement around this matter. And also, and further, to welcome the responsiveness from the side of the municipality in terms of compliance. Perhaps you must put this matter into context, Chairperson. CGE's mandate was not to make any determination on the validity of ukuthwala. Yes, ukuhlola, my apologies. Virginity testing. But their mandate, Chair, on this matter was to look at the policy imperatives, whether the conditions stipulated by the municipality were more rational or not. If you check, this parliament has mandated the Commission on Gender Equality in terms of Section 11, Subsection 1A, to monitor, evaluate policies and practices of any institution, including the local municipality. So let us not deviate from the real issue. The real issue before us is about whether the municipality has complied in terms of putting stipulations within their policy, whether there's been consistency in terms of the policy framework that has been developed by the municipality in line with the pieces of legislation, including the constitution. And in this case, the CGE has made a determination that on the issue of compliance, particularly on the policy framework of the municipality, there's been shortcomings. And remember, any policy subject to review, correctly said by Honourable Member, that from time to time circumstances would evolve. So in this case, the municipality ultimately acknowledged, Chair, that indeed in terms of compliance, their policy is inconsistent with the provisions of the law, and indeed this is what is before us. Whether the virginity testing is right or is wrong, it was not a determination made by the CGE. And in this case, Chairperson, I would suggest that let's stick to the real issue. Hence, the Select Committee of COCTA has consciously, in their annual performance plan, put the issue of virginity testing oversight within its program, where we are saying there are values that are more positive out of virginity testing. And it's for us as government to ensure that what is also entrenched in our constitution, recognition of cultural practices, we are also as parliamentarians expected to uphold the same principles. So in this case, Chairperson, I would really urge, a determination was not made on the legality of virginity testing, but it was made on the issues of compliance, particularly on the policy framework. Remember, policies are there to give effect to the pieces of legislation. And in this case, there's been a determination that there's been shortcomings from the side of the municipality. And I wish to really acknowledge further engagement on this matter by ensuring that there's more capacity building programs around our own councillors. But I want also to place it on record, Chairperson. Earlier on, the mayor never acknowledged that they did commit a mistake. Please, let us not put it out of context, because the next thing we might go out and think that the municipality is not fully conversant of their constitution or their constitutional obligations, and I think it will be a wrong notion that will be conveying out there. So in that case, Chairperson, I would really urge, let us make a determination on the basis of the findings of CGE and not on the authenticity of virginity testing. It's not questionable, it's not a matter before us. Thank you very much.
Honourable members, thank you very much for your input. We might differ in certain areas, but remember, virginity test is a black person's pride. Say Kenya. We're very proud of those young girls who've actually took it upon themselves to preach the gospel of looking after their bodies, remaining virgins, in spite of the circumstances and the environments we're living in. And I say we definitely have to discuss this further, but the work must go on. And then the mothers are actually doing quite a good job. Where are the fathers? Where are the big brothers to advise the young boys not to tamper with girls? And it's usually not the young, you know, the same age people. It's fathers of other kids who actually start this rot. Hence, we've been trying by all means to even fight ukuthwala. 45-year-old man grabs a 14-year-old girl. And that is when we have these young girls being ruined for life because they end up having total hysterectomy. Where is your conscience as a man? It's about time men take their role openly in bringing up kids. It's not our duty. You've made me pregnant. The child belongs to both of us. Mthethwa, what are you doing with the boys? What are you doing? And amakhosi, if my girl falls pregnant, then the little patch of land is taken away from me. I never and will never, as a parent, advise your child to go and get pregnant. Something is wrong. It's patriarchy. Men must learn. We are equal. In most cases, we're self-sufficient. Because you make me pregnant, you run away to Joburg and have another wife. And you've dumped your kids on this side. We are now demanding to be actually treated as equal.
siyanhlonipha impela kodwa at the same time we are demanding respect and space. Three quarters of the work of rearing kids on the shoulders of the women, and yet we still undermined. CGE, continue with the good work, but we are asking you to open the door for further discussions so that by the end of the day, when I leave this hall, I can actually impart what I've learned here and what other people have actually did to correct whatever gray area there might be. Thank you very much. Before, is that tea now?
No, it's 11:30.
11:30, okay. Imshono shumtagan waga kopta. We're still going to meet because we need in-depth clarity on some gray areas within your department concerning women. Nawe nkosi ngokunjalo. This is the time to actually examine your consciences around the issues of women and children. It is, and it's crucial. Because there are other areas where we're really going to corner you. But it's not for now. CGE, we have to discuss when we're going to be having a follow-up discussion group. Once in by Kobi Kobe Taiman. Tell the other municipalities the door is not closed. The theme is let's educate each other around issues. And ukuhlolwa is one of our golden things we do. We're not going to dump it, but we have to talk to each and every parent to understand why it's there and what is the output of it. Yebo, you thought well by coming up with a bursary. But go back and examine certain issues, areas. Because if my daughter was raped by a 40-year-old man, I'll feel bad if my daughter is cut out. She never did it purposely. And those kids will have to actually be included. Thank you. CGE, any response?
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you to honorable members for all the input we got. Our response will just run through the issues, but the first response is that indeed we were set up in terms of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa, and the Republic of South Africa and the Constitution define issues for us, and it is correct that it is the
Parliament of the Republic of South Africa that shall change the constitution, including amending the mandates of the institutions set up to support constitutional democracy. And we accept that a dialogue is very important. This constitution was adopted on the basis of more than 1.8 million submissions and conversations in communities, and we believe that should continue. The conversation should continue because we are indeed building a nation. And it is also correct that there are pockets here and there, traditions, cultures, practices that may not be in line with the Constitution. And therefore, we need to open ourselves to how do you practice your culture, my tradition. There are people who will tell you that my culture says I cannot look in the face a child who has got both genitals. I can't look that child because it doesn't exist in my community. It's uncultural, it's Western to acknowledge that they exist, but in the culture of South Africa today, those children are born by people and they deserve to be respected. We accept that and we are very proud as Africans, but throughout the continent, these debates are not being held in South Africa only. Throughout the continent, Agenda 2063 is very clear on where Africa wants to go and what sort of issues are paramount as we move South Africa and as we move Africa forward. So as a Chapter 9 institution, we'll be guided by the National Assembly how far we go. But it will be unfortunate if we are asked not to abide by the Constitution as it is now. And I think I remain steadfast in applauding the municipality for stepping back and reflecting, and I don't think we should make the municipality feel bad by the position they've taken. They've taken a correct, legal, constitutional position, and we must respect them for that. We must allow them to take that position. And as legislators, we should go back, look at the books and say, maybe we should specify it. PEPUDA has actually specified some of the areas that are not allowed in terms of equality law. And we may then decide on some of those areas that would like to remove them. In terms of education, we are currently with the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development out just last week we were in Gqeni, Grahamstown, we were in Bizana, and we were in Sigisigi, and we are going to many places helping people to understand what equality is all about. Communities are allowed to come and say some of this because this year is the 20 years of the Constitution. In terms of family planning, the Department of Health has got a huge program on family planning. And our mandate, as was articulated on this particular report, it was not to pronounce on whether or not virginity testing is an issue. It was simply about what do you do if you are a state entity with public funds and you advance public funds. And we were even saying that in a private space, maybe we could have engaged and taken time. But if Utuwela did it, another one would do it. And before we know, in the Eastern Cape, they will only give bursaries to boys who are circumcised, and any other boy who is not circumcised doesn't get a bursary. And so it was just a matter of saying, you have an obligation more as a public official, much more than a private citizen. And so that's all we were trying to do as a Chapter 9 institution. Indeed, with the CRL Commission, there are areas where we we don't agree, and it is okay, it is constitutional. And finally, on some of the issues, it's not us who may decide who is right, who is wrong. It may be the constitutional court, but that is the final arbiter on matters where we don't agree. So I think we are, I think, on the right track, all of us, that we are debating, we are discussing issues, but I hope and pray that it will only be on the basis of conversation, understanding where everyone, and putting the constitution here, putting our issues here, amending if we have to amend it. And we really would like to thank the committees for the opportunities we have been given. I don't think we should engage into the substantive issues, but we definitely want to say we have not pronounced on whether virginity testing is constitutional, at what age, or not constitutional. As of now, we're just talking about, do you discriminate when you give bursaries on the basis of whether you are a virgin or not? And that was what we are putting on this table. Thank you very much. Thank you, Chairperson.
Mayor.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. I think I have two issues. The first one is to clarify that the issue of umkhosi ukuhlolwa is a practice that exists in our society, and it was not initiated by us as a district. And I know for sure that even after us, that practice will continue to exist. So as a municipality, what we did was to respond to the call made by the community itself. Because normally when we go out and do these IDP roadshows, people will raise issues. So, and that issue came about through those community stakeholder engagement processes. And as a municipality, we did not see any wrongdoing by introducing until it was raised, investigated, and recommendations were made. I think that is the only part where we say, when we passed that resolution, we didn't know that umkhosi contradicts or contravenes a constitution. I think that is the clarity that one needs to make here. And that issue is not for us. I think it's an issue for the parliament to deal with that. Because China, as omasipala, we have to respond to community issues as they are raised. I wanted just to make that clarity. Then the second clarity, in terms of our policy, there is no caption that says if you lose virginity, you lose your bursary. It's not there. It's something that was discussed outside, not within. It does not form part of our policy as a municipality, the policy that we are amending. The only part was to accommodate the maidens as a category. I think that is the only area that we are dealing with as a municipality, as it was said to be contravening or contradicting with the laws of this country. I think that is the clarity that Chair One wanted to make, so that we are clear on this matter. I thank you.
Honourable members, there's tea so that people can actually heal their throats. You're free to get it. Aquasity. And then after that, it's closure. Thank you. There's tea.
I'm going to have to do this. I will have to do this. Thank you. Come on, guys. What?